Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Fire departments from several counties responded over the weekend to a massive fire at West Fraser Sawmill in Regalwood. Fire Rescue Chief Steve Camlin said the blaze was fanned by high winds. A cause of the fire has been determined but has not been made public. No firefighters were seriously injured in the blaze. An estimate of damages has not been released by the company. Continuing dry conditions and high winds led to multiple wildfires both Saturday and Sunday, and these conditions will continue over the next few days. So far, a burn ban has not been issued. Meanwhile, down in South Carolina, just across the line from Columbus County, a number of area firefighters headed to Horry County on Sunday to help with the Carolina Forest Fire. Residents have been evacuated from a number of homes in the path of the fire. And in western Columbus County, several hundred acres burned on Thursday and Friday after a wildfire threatened several homes along Magnum Road. The North Carolina Forest Service was still on the scene, hitting hot spots on Saturday. In other news, Columbus County commissioners have a full agenda tonight. In addition to public hearings on a planned duplex development and a proposed ordinance regulating campers, the board will consider a memorandum of understanding between the county and the sheriff's office. Officials hope the agreement will reduce communication problems over finances with the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. Representative Brendan Jones called out former Governor Roy Cooper in the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery in an ex post this past Wednesday for failure to properly manage millions of dollars in relief for victims of Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. The Closeout Operations Providing Emergency Relief Act, called Cooper for short, will require twice monthly progress and financial reports. The agency was created by Cooper to oversee relief efforts for Matthew, then Florence, but has been plagued with financial difficulties and complaints. And another legislative news out of Raleigh, the House Oversight Committee this week will continue hearings with state leaders who must explain what they do, how they do it, and how they measure success. North Carolina DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin announced just before he took the stand Thursday that he's resigning at the end of his term. Representative Jones said that Goodwin's DMV was one of the most dysfunctional agencies in state government. Most of the legislators at the hearing said they have received phone calls, emails, and even personal visits from frustrated DMV customers. Finally, a reminder that Different Abilities Awareness Night is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chaburn Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free and everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.